Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Religious Studies Revision Podcast. I'm your study guide tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and exam-critical topics on the WJEC specification, the key beliefs of Buddhism. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need. We'll cover the core concepts clearly, walk through what examiners are actually looking for, tackle the most common mistakes students make, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. So let's get started. First, a bit of context. Buddhism began around the 5th century BCE in what is now Nepal and northern India. It was founded by Siddhartha Gautama, a prince who renounced his privileged life after encountering suffering, old age, and death. After years of meditation under the Bodhi tree at Bodhi Gaya, he attained enlightenment and became the Buddha, which literally means the awakened one. Crucially for your exam, the Buddha is not a god. He is a teacher who discovered the path to liberation and shared it with others. Examiners will deduct marks if you describe the Buddha as a divine savior. He is a guide, not a deity. Now let's move into the core concepts. We'll start with the three marks of existence, which in Pali are called the Tilakana. The first mark is anicca, which means impermanence. The Buddha taught that absolutely everything in the universe is in a constant state of change. Nothing lasts forever. Not your feelings, not your body, not your relationships, not even your thoughts. This is not a pessimistic view. It is simply a description of reality. The reason this matters for suffering is that we cling to things as if they were permanent, and when they inevitably change or disappear, we suffer. Use the word anicca in your exam. Examiners award credit for precise Pali terminology. The second mark is anatta, meaning no self or non-self. This is one of the most philosophically distinctive teachings in Buddhism, and it is absolutely vital for your exam. The Buddha denied the existence of a permanent, unchanging self or soul. This directly contradicts the Hindu concept of Atman, the eternal soul. In Buddhism, what we call the self is actually a collection of 5 constantly changing processes called the skandhas, or aggregates. These are form, the physical body, sensation, feelings of pleasure, pain, or neutrality, perception, how we recognize and categorize experiences, mental formations, our intentions, emotions, and habits, this is where kama originates, and consciousness, awareness itself. There is no fixed you underneath all of this, just these 5 flowing processes. Examiners love this distinction, so make sure you can explain it clearly. The third mark is dukkha, meaning suffering or unsatisfactoriness. This is the most well-known of the 3 marks, and it feeds directly into the 4 noble truths. Dukkha is not just about physical pain. It includes the subtle dissatisfaction we feel even in pleasant experiences because we know they will not last. The Buddha identified 3 types of dukkha: ordinary suffering like pain and grief, the suffering of change, where even pleasant things become unsatisfying, and existential suffering, the fundamental unsatisfactoriness of conditioned existence itself. Now let's move to the 4 noble truths, the Kattari Aryasakani, which form the structural backbone of Buddhist teaching. Think of them as a medical diagnosis. Identify the illness, find the cause, confirm a cure is possible, and prescribe the treatment. The first noble truth is dukkha. Life is characterized by suffering and unsatisfactoriness. This is the diagnosis. The second noble truth is samudaya, the origin or arising of suffering. The Buddha identified the root cause as tanha, literally thirst or craving. Tanha takes 3 forms: craving for sensual pleasure, craving for existence and becoming, and craving for non-existence. Crucially, tanha arises from the 3 poisons: greed, hatred, and ignorance. Ignorance, or avidya, is often considered the deepest root because it is our fundamental misunderstanding of reality, our false belief in a permanent self, that drives all craving. Examiners specifically award marks for linking samudaya to the 3 poisons, so make sure you do this. The third noble truth is nirodha, the cessation of suffering. The Buddha affirmed that liberation is possible. When craving is extinguished, suffering ends. This state of liberation is called nibbana in Pali. Nibbana is not a heavenly place. It is the extinguishing of the fires of greed, hatred, and ignorance. It is described as a state of profound peace, clarity, and freedom. The fourth noble truth is magga, the path leading to the cessation of suffering. This is the Noble Eightfold Path, which the Buddha called the Middle Way, a path between extreme asceticism and sensual indulgence. The Eightfold Path is organized into three groups. First, Panna or Wisdom, which includes right view and right intention. Second, Sila or Ethics, which includes right speech, right action, and right livelihood. Third, Samadhi or Meditation, which includes right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. A useful mnemonic for the three groups is WEM, Wisdom, Ethics, Meditation, and for the eight factors themselves, try very intelligent students, study really, mindful concentration carefully, view, intention, speech, action, livelihood, effort, mindfulness, concentration. Now let's look at dependent origination, Patthikasamutpada, which is one of the most sophisticated teachings in Buddhism. The Buddha taught that all phenomena arise in dependence upon conditions. Nothing exists independently or by itself. The classic formulation is, when this is, that is, from the arising of this comes the arising of that, when this isn't, that isn't. This is illustrated in the Wheel of Life, which shows 12 links that form a chain of conditioned existence. Ignorance leads to volitional actions, which lead to consciousness, then name and form, the six sense bases, contact, feeling, craving, clinging, becoming, birth, and finally old age and death, which loops back to ignorance. This cycle is called samsara, the endless round of rebirth. Now, a critical distinction for your exam. Buddhist rebirth is not the same as Hindu reincarnation. In Hinduism, an eternal soul, the Atman, transmigrates from body to body. In Buddhism, there is no permanent self, so nothing transmigrates. Instead, what continues is a stream of consciousness shaped by karma, the moral weight of intentional actions. Think of it like a flame passing from one candle to another. It is neither the same flame nor a completely different one. Karma in Buddhism is not divine judgment. It is a natural law of cause and effect, like physics. Intentional actions create consequences that shape future experience. Let's now turn to the distinction between Theravada and Mahayana Buddhism. This is absolutely essential for your WGAC exam, especially for the 15-mark discuss questions. Theravada Buddhism, sometimes called the Teaching of the Elders, is the older tradition dominant in Sri Lanka, Thailand, and Myanmar. In Theravada, the highest spiritual goal is to become an arhat, a worthy one who has attained nibbana by following the Buddha's path. The arhat has eliminated all defilements and will not be reborn after death. This is an individual path to liberation. Mahayana Buddhism, meaning the great vehicle, developed later and is dominant in China, Japan, Tibet, and Korea. In Mahayana, the highest ideal is not the arhat, but the bodhisattva, a being who vows to attain full Buddhahood not just for themselves, but for the benefit of all sentient beings. The bodhisattva deliberately delays their own final liberation in order to remain in the world and help others. This is driven by bodhicitta, the compassionate aspiration for universal liberation. For your exam, when you get a discuss question comparing these two traditions, make sure you present both perspectives fairly and reach a clear, reasoned conclusion. Now let's talk exam technique. WJAC Religious Studies has two assessment objectives. AO1 is knowledge and understanding, worth 50% of your marks. AO2 is analysis and evaluation, also worth 50%. This means half your marks come from demonstrating knowledge and half from evaluating and arguing. For AO1 questions, use precise Pali terminology, give clear definitions, and provide specific examples. For the 15-mark discuss questions, structure your answer by introducing the claim, presenting evidence for it, presenting an alternative Buddhist view, and reaching a sustained conclusion that shows your own reasoned judgment. Allocate a full 20 minutes to this question. Key quotes from the Dhammapada that examiners love to see. Mind is the forerunner of all actions. This supports the importance of intention and karma. All conditioned things are impermanent, directly supports anicca. Now for the most common mistakes. Number one. Confusing Buddhist rebirth with Hindu reincarnation. Remember, no Atman in Buddhism. Number two, calling the Buddha a god. He is a teacher, not a divine savior. Number three, describing karma as divine punishment. It is a natural law, like gravity. Number four, treating the Eightfold Path as a sequential list of steps rather than an integrated practice. Number five, forgetting to link the second noble truth to the three poisons.
Right, let's do a quick fire quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question one, what are the three marks of existence? pause? The answer is anicca, anatta, and dukkha. Question 2. What does tanha mean, and which noble truth does it belong to? Pause. Tanha means craving or thirst, and it is the cause identified in the second noble truth, samudaya. Question 3. What are the three poisons? Pause. Greed, hatred, and ignorance. Question 4. What is the difference between an arhat and a bodhisattva? Pause. An arhat is the Theravada ideal, an individual who attains nibbana. A bodhisattva is the Mahayana ideal, a being who vows to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings. Question 5. Name the three divisions of the Eightfold Path. Pause, Pana, Sila, and Samadhi, wisdom, ethics, and meditation. Excellent work. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of what we've covered today. The three marks of existence, anicca, anatta, dukkha, describe the fundamental nature of reality. The four noble truths provide a practical framework. Diagnose suffering, identify its cause in tanha and the three poisons, affirm that liberation is possible through nibbana, and follow the Eightfold Path. The five skandhas explain what we are without a permanent self. Dependent origination shows how all things arise in conditioned interdependence, and the distinction between the Theravada Arhat ideal and the Mahayana Bodhisattva ideal is absolutely critical for your 15-mark evaluation questions. Use Pali terminology precisely. Link the second noble truth to the three poisons. Never call the Buddha a god, and always distinguish Buddhist rebirth from Hindu reincarnation. Do those four things consistently, and you will be picking up marks that many other candidates miss. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. Until next time, keep practicing, keep questioning, and keep that mind clear, just like the Buddha recommended.